长周末里头。
And we know that this weekend is a long weekend.
是一个Independence Day.
Independence Day weekend.
那独立就带来自由。
And with an independence, there is freedom.
一个独立自由的国家它有可能成为一个强盛的国家。
An independent and free country can become a strong country.
这个美国自从它得到独立之后是的。它也逐渐的成为世界上的一个很强盛的国家。
And we see this in the United States that after its independence, it has also become a very strong country.
虽然最近有一些统计数字看到说美国这个国家其实在有一些方面也正在退步当中。
And there's recently some statistics that show that the United States are receding in certain aspects.
我们个人在生活当中是充满着这个竞争。
And
competition.
And in our lives, we are often compete in competition.
就整个世界来看，国家与国家之间其实也是充满着竞争。
And looking at the world, each country is in competition with one another.
今天一个强盛的国家，它如果没有继续维持的话，明天可能被别人赶过。
And if a country does not maintain its superiority, one day it will be surpassed by another country, competing country.
虽然是的，这个国家有一些层面它好像是被别人赶上，好像是在退步。
And perhaps the United States, there are other countries that may have surpassed us, or it seems like we are receding.
但是从整个来看这还是一个很自由、很蒙福的一个地区。
But in the big picture, we are still a very blessed and free country.
这两百多年来，的确有许许多多的人为了自由为了这个国家，他们付出了很多的时间跟力量。
And over 200 years, through history, there are many people that have given a lot for the United States.
事实上，我们今天正在享受着很多过去的人他们努力所留下来的成果。
And today we are enjoying the fruits of their labor.
整个国家、整个大环境常常不是我们一个个人所能够去左右或者做什么的。
And in a large country, it seems like one individual cannot make a difference.
但是从圣经里头，我们可以看到一个国家，它为什么会朝着某个方向在走。
But in the Bible, we see that a country, we can see how a country goes in one direction or another.
因为圣经的真理不但可以适用于个人、家庭，更可以适用于整个国家、整个社会。
Because the teachings of the Bible cannot just be applied to, say, an individual or a family, but it can also be applied to a country.
或许我们没有办法来维持这个国家它的自由跟兴盛。
And perhaps as individuals, we are not able to sustain the freedom of an entire country.
但是至少我们个人要能够来维持我们自己跟我们家庭的真正的自由。
But as individuals, we can have an impact on ourselves and also on the freedom of ourselves.Our own freedom and our family's freedom.
那就像我一开始所说的，当我们说要维持自由，我们要先知道自由是怎么来的。
And for us to maintain this freedom, we have to understand where does this freedom come from.
那我们今天早上从圣经里头来看，是什么使我们有自由
？And from the Bible, let us study this morning what gives us this freedom.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
主耶稣跟犹太人的犹太社会里头的一些领导者在谈论道理。
And here, Lord Jesus was conversing with the leaders, the Jewish leaders.
这犹太人他们。一直认为说他们是神的选民，是神的百姓。
The Jews always believed that they are the chosen people of Israel or the God's people.
所以他们享有神的同在，享有神的保护。
So they enjoy the God's abidance and God's protection.
虽然他们当时是在罗马帝国的统治之下，但是他们也不承认他们是受统治的。
That even though they are under the authority of the Romans, they do not admit to this authority.
他们还是认为说他们是自由的。
They still believe that they are a free nation.
那在这里主耶稣讲了这一句话，说你们要知道真理，真理才会叫你们得以自由。
And here Lord Jesus says that you need to know the truth because the truth will make you free.
这是一句常常被引用的很有名的话。
And this is a very popular verse.
尤其是政治家常常会引用这一句话。
And often many politicians will use this verse.
这是一个很正确很有力的一个口号。
These words are very powerful.
有真理的地方才会有自由。
Because only places with the truth, there will be freedom.
所以政治家的意思就是，现在我所主张的就是真理，会带给你们自由。
So the politician often say that because I say the truth to you, therefore this is your freedom.
很多人知道这一句话，但是可能不知道这句话是出于圣经，这句话是主耶稣所讲的。
And many people may know of the saying, but they don't know that the saying comes from the Bible, or the saying comes from Lord Jesus.
当我们一个基督徒，我们讲真理的时候，我们所想到的就是这一本圣经。
And here, as a Christian, when we talk about the truth, we think about the Bible.
真的，这一本圣经带给许许多多的地方有自由。
And indeed, the Bible brings freedom to many people in many places.
神的安排真的是让人是充满着感谢充满着奇妙。
And we know that God's plan, we are very thankful for God's plan, and we know that God's plan is very miraculous.
这个美洲这一大块土地在过去长久以来就是向往自由的人的一块乐土。向往自由的人他们的目标就是来到美洲。
And those people who want freedom often come to the United States.
所以在这里人可以拥有个人的自由，可以拥有政治上、经济上的自由。
Here people can have their personal freedom, their political freedom.
我们也知道这个美洲的被发现我们常常说是在这个15世纪这个哥伦布发现了这一块新大陆。
We often say that the beginnings of America were in the 15th century when Christopher Columbus came to North America.
那这也是在神他奇妙的安排里头。
And this is all part of God's plan.
在15世纪有几件事情是同时在那个时代来发生。
And in the 15th century, many things took place.
1492年，哥伦布他发现了美洲。
At the same time, in 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered America.
那同样的，在15世纪，东方的造纸的技术跟印刷的技术传到了西方，传到了欧洲。
And then at the same century, printing became available in the West.
还有造纸。
And paper.
这两项东西其实对生活来讲是很重要。
And these two things are very important in a person's life.
这个知识的传达需要有纸张，需要有印刷术。
Because the knowledge, the expansion of knowledge is dependent on printing and paper.
就信仰的层面来讲，圣经要能够普遍性，也是需要有纸张跟印刷术。
Just like the Bible needs to be printed on paper and ink in order for it to be spread.
我们知道长久以来，不是每一个人像我们今天这么容易拥有一本圣经。
And we know that in history, it was in early history, it's not very easy for someone to just grab a Bible.
哦，因为没有纸张，没有印刷术。
Because there was no printing press and there was no paper.
哦，所以只有少数的所谓的神职人员，他们才有机会来阅读圣经。
And in the early history, only the monks were had access to a Bible. 哦，
那我们知道这个宗教的宗教的改革也是在十五世纪来发生。
We also know that the Reformation occurred during the 15th century.
比如说这个德国的马丁路德他就是十五世纪那个时代的人。
Just like Martin Luther from Germany, he lived during that time.
那因为圣经普遍性的人容易拥有圣经。
And because of the availability of the Bible, more people began to know of the Bible.
哦，所以马丁路德所说的回到圣经，这个就成为不但是一个口号，而且是一个很实际的可以做得到的事情。
So when Martin Luther says that we have to return to the Bible, this is a lot easier when people had access to the Bible.
通常要改变一件事情总是不没有那么容易。
And to sometimes to change something is not very easy.
所以在信仰上的改变当然也不是一件容易的事情。
And to change an aspect of our faith is also something that's not very easy.
改变常常是为了要能够更好。
We often change so that we can improve.
那但是这个改变常常会受到阻挡。
But there are also many obstacles that can occur when we want to change.
那些不愿意改变的人，他常常就会用不对的手段来对付这些想要改变的人。
And oftentimes, the people who are opposed to change will also oppose the people who want to change.
那想要改变的人一开始通常是少数。
And perhaps an idea of something, or the idea of something changing is only there are only a few people who want the change to take place.
那常常少数的就会成为这个被这个多数的人来压迫他们。
And because the idea is only among the few, they're often persecuted by the many.
所以过去在欧洲就有很多这种因为宗教而来的这种逼迫。
And in Europe, many people were persecuted because of their ideas.
所以就是
regarding religion.
旧的宗教逼迫这个新的这个新的改革。
The people who stuck to their religious traditions were oppressing the people with the new ideas about religion.
那现在已经有了美洲这一块新的地方。
And now that there's people have discovered the United States.
这是一块自由的地方。
We know that this is a free nation.
当时就开始有很多的人，他们要移民来到这一块土地。
And many people want to immigrate to the United States.
当然有不同的原因。
For various reasons.
其中也不少的人，他们是向往在这里能够有信仰的自由。
And many people came here to seek a religious freedom.
他们这很多人都是很虔诚的，要回到圣经，遵守圣经的教训的人。
And many of these people are those who want to return to the Bible, to return to the original teachings of the Bible.
因为圣经的真理要让人得自由。
Because it is the truth that will make these people free.
为什么来到美洲？
And why do they want to come to America?
他们为了要能够自由的来遵守神的教训。
Because they want to obey the words of God freely.
甚至他们想要建立一个以圣经为原则的一个国家。
And they want to establish a nation based on the teachings of the Bible.
这是一个对的，也是一个非常好的一个目标。
This is a very noble and good goal.
所以长久以来这个国家 不是很长久，但是一直蒙神的祝福。
And that's why even though this nation is still a relatively new nation, it is blessed by God.
因为很多人来这里是为了要能够自由的来遵守神的教训。
Because many people come here because they want to express their religion freely.
因为很多人他们是为了要建立一个以圣经为原则的国家。
And many people come here because they want to be a part of a nation that that abides by the Bible.
我们请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Proverbs 14, verse 34.
箴言十四章三十四节，公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
这里讲得很清楚，公义才会让一个国家兴盛。
And here it says that it is righteousness that a nation is exalted.
这个公义是一个很笼统的一个字眼。
And righteousness is a word that encompasses many things.
那简单的讲，照着圣经的教训来遵行的这个国家一定会兴盛。
And just simply speaking, a nation that abides by the Bible will be exalted.
那如果是一个国家社会里头充满着罪恶的话，那会带来羞辱。
But if the people in the nation is in sin, it brings shame to the nation.
在历史上，我们看到很多帝国，它强盛了，它衰败了，甚至消失了。
And we see the rise and fall of many empires in history.
那其实都在印证着箴言十四章三十四节这一句话。
And this is all evidence of what is mentioned in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34.
所以虽然我们没有办法去左右一个国家。
So even though we cannot turn a country from its right or its left.
但是我们看得出来这个国家正在往怎样的路上走。
But we can see what direction this nation is headed.
是会兴盛还是会衰败。
Whether this nation will be exalted or whether it will fall.
因为圣经的真理是不改变的。
Because the truth in the Bible will not change.
我们没有办法改变大环境，至少我们要维持我们的家庭，我们自己本身的生活。
So even though we cannot direct a nation one way or another, but we have to maintain ourselves and also our family.
所以无论如何，我们要一直很看重这本圣经的真理。
So in all cases, we have to these words of the Bible are very important to us.
我们求主耶稣怜悯我们，让我们个人，让我们家庭都能够用圣经的原则来过生活。
And may God have mercy on us so that we and our family can live our lives according to the words in the Bible.
我们才能够维持那个真正的自由。
So that we can maintain this true freedom.
有真正的自由才会带来真正的平安跟喜乐。
Because only with true freedom can we have true peace and true joy.
是什么使我们自由？
So what is it that gives us or makes us free?
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十六节。
John chapter 8 verse 36.
三十六节，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
36. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed.
同样在这一段里头，主耶稣跟这些犹太人他们在谈论着自由这件事情。
So here again, Lord Jesus is talking about freedom to the Jewish leaders.
神的教训要让人得以自由。
And God's teachings will make someone free.
神所设立的主耶稣基督也要让人得以自由。
And also, the Lord Jesus sent by God will also make someone free.
主耶稣他曾经讲，我就是真理。
Lord Jesus once said that I am the truth.
主耶稣他带有着真理的那种权柄，能够让人得以自由。
That Lord Jesus brings authority from the truth that makes people free.
那当然我们知道，那个最大的自由就是让我们脱离罪跟死的辖制。
And we know that the greatest freedom is the one that allows us to be free from sin and death.
这是人在生活当中常常会去忽略的 忽略的一个地方。
And this is something that may be neglected by many people in the world.
但是感谢天父真神，他启发我们，他让我们能够明白。
But thank God that He has revealed this to us.
让我们能够看清楚，在主耶稣里头应所能够拥有的这一项特别的自由。
And so that we can enjoy this very special truth in Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣在传道当中他也用他所行的事情来证明他要带给人自由。
And Lord Jesus' life, he also did many things to, as a sign that he is bringing freedom to everyone.
请看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章十六节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
Verse 16, when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and his custom, he stood up to read.
在主耶稣的时代，在安息日，犹太人会到他们的会堂去。
And in Lord Jesus' time, the Jews on the Sabbath would go to the temple, or synagogue.
那在会堂里头，会有被指派的人来念圣经。
And in the synagogue, there will be people who read of the scriptures.
那这一次主耶稣被指派来念圣经。
And here is the Lord Jesus that was going to read.
十七节。
Verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说。
Verse 17, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written.
那主耶稣他就打开以赛亚书里头的一段。
So Isaiah, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus turned to a passage in Isaiah.
十八节、十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见。叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the release to the captives and the recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
在这里，主耶稣说
，Here our Lord Jesus said.
我们继续看。二十节。
Let's continue to read verse 20.
于是把书捡起来，交还执事，坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。
Verse 20. He rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him.
二十一节，耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”
21. He began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
看起来好像很少人会去念这段。圣经。
It seems like when very few people will choose this passage to read.
虽然这正是他们所需要的。
But these are the words that they all need at the time.
但是实际上在他们的生活里头，他们并没有这样的体验。
Because they did not experience this in their lives.
可能也因为这样子，所以没有人他会去。敢去念这一段圣经。
And maybe because of it, no one dared to read this passage.
因为这是我们的需要，但是我们并没有得着。
Because this is exactly what we need, but this is exactly what we cannot obtain.
但是主耶稣却刻意的去念这一段。
But Lord Jesus especially read these words.
所以念完的大家就定睛看着他。
So it seemed like after he read this, everyone was staring at him.
那主耶稣就说，今天这一段圣经要应验在你们的生活里头了。
And he said to them, and afterwards, Lord Jesus said to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
主耶稣的意思就是宣告，我要让你们得自由。
And Lord Jesus was, this means that Lord Jesus was to proclaim that he will bring freedom to all of them.
这个十九节说神悦纳人的喜年。
And verse 19 it says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
那我们知道。每五十年这是一个得自由的年，在过去的犹太社会里头。
And in the Jewish society back then, every 50 years is a year where people became free.
人在生活里头会有很多的变化。
And many, there are many changes in a person's life.
啊，有时候人变得非常的贫穷。
Sometimes people become very poor.
没有办法生存下去。
That they can, they do not have enough to sustain their life, their living.
必须要去依靠别人。
That they need to rely on someone else. 啊，
变就让自己成为人家的仆人、奴隶。
So they indenture themselves into to become someone's slave or servant.
啊，那但是神说到这个第五十年，所有的人都不再做人的奴隶，能够自由了。
But here, Lord Jesus said that every 50, or in the law, it says that every 50 years, all the slaves are set free, as free people.
那其实，在人的生活里头，不是当奴隶才不自由。
And, but in people's lives today, we know that it's not, people are not free because, not because they are slaves.
好，那在这段里头提到很多项目。
And here it talks about many examples.
贫穷也是一种的不自由。
Because the poor is also a type of, we can say it's someone not being free.
好，被捆绑也是一种不自由。
And as being a captive is also not a type of freedom.
哦，肉体上的一些疾病也是一种捆绑，也是一种不自由。
And also infirmities of the flesh are also something that's not being free.
哦，在生活当中受到压迫压制，这也是一种的不自由。
Oppression in someone's life is also a source of someone not being free.
哦，其实主耶稣所要带给我们最大的自由是脱离死跟罪。
But the greatest freedom that Lord Jesus is to bring us is to escape from the captivity of sin and death.
哦，但是人常常一开始没有办法看到这些层面。
But many people cannot see these different aspects.
哦，所以主耶稣就常常用人所看得到的层面来证明那个人所看不到的层面。
So Lord Jesus often uses the things that people can see to prove the things that people cannot.
哦，所以主耶稣在传福音当中他就行神迹，就彰显他的权柄。
So many times, Lord Jesus performed many miracles as a display of his authority.
哦，所以我们也看到一些明显的例子，主耶稣是如何让一个人得着自由。
And there are many examples of how Lord Jesus gave freedom to those who did not have it.
在约翰福音第四章啊，主耶稣来到雅各的井旁。
And in John chapter four, Lord Jesus went to a well.
哦，他跟一位撒玛利亚的妇人在那边谈话，谈到。
And he was speaking to a Samaritan woman.
好，我们请看约翰福音第四章。
We can turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章二十八节。
John chapter 4, verse 28.
二十八节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说。
Verse 28, then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people,
29节，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
29, come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?
这个水罐子是为了打水用的。
And, She left the water jar. The water jar is for holding water.
好，我们知道人能够人需要人要生存，必须要有水。
And we know that for water is essential for someone to survive.
好，所以这个水罐子对这位妇女来讲是非常的重要。
So this water jar is essential to this woman.
好，但是从这一瓶水罐子也看出这一个妇女她生活在一些的错误跟愁苦里头。
But this water jar can also represent some of the bondage of sin that this woman was living in.
啊，罪就会带来愁苦。
And oftentimes sin will bring pain or sadness.
啊，但是她却要紧紧抓着水罐子，她不能够摆脱。
And we see how before she would hold on to her water jar, she could not let go.
他以为说他必须要生活在这样的错误跟愁苦里头。
Perhaps she believed that she held on to this water jar because there was no other choice but for her but to live in her sinful living.
哦，这是人常常啊很脆很软弱 很无可奈何的地方。
And this is something that is a person's weakness.
我知道这样子是不好的、不对的，但是没有办法，我必须要用这种方式来生活。
That even though they know that something is wrong, but they continue to live in that way.
啊，这个也是很大的捆绑。
And this is also a type of bondage.
但是他经过他跟主耶稣谈话之后。
After her conversation with Lord Jesus,
她能够从她的错误跟愁苦里头来出来。
She was able to come out of her bondage.
她甚至去跟众人讲。
And she even said to everyone,
她将我素来所说的都告诉我了。
She said to everyone that she saw a man who told her everything she had ever done.
她本来是在暗中里头来过他的生活。
And perhaps she was originally living in the shadows.
他不希望人家知道他的生活。
She did not want people to know of her lifestyle.
有时候是说出来了，就能够很舒畅了。
And sometimes when we say it,
我们承认错误。
When we confess something we did wrong, oftentimes it feels like a great load is off our shoulders.
但是一个没有得到释放的人，他就是说不出来。
But someone who has not yet been set free cannot say or cannot confess.
在这里，主耶稣让他能够勇敢地站出来承认他的错误。
And here we see how Lord Jesus gave her the courage to stand out and to confess of her wrong.
她得着了她以为得不到的自由。
And she gained a freedom that she originally thought she could not have.
神的儿子如果叫我们自由，我们就自由了。
If the Son of God tells us to be free, then let us be free.
这告诉我们要维持自由，我们必须要保守住我们的信仰。
So this tells us as well if we want to be free, we have to hold fast to our faith.
这个国家如果要继续维持着自由，这个国家不能够离开主耶稣。
That if this country wants to continue to be free, they cannot.Let go of Lord Jesus.
如果我们看这个国家一直在离开主耶稣，那么我们也知道他会一直失去他的自由，他的美好。
That if we see this, leaving Lord Jesus, we also know that this country will lose its freedom, not far behind.
我们再请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十九章。
I'm sorry, Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章第七节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 7.
第七节，众人看见，都四下议论说，他竟然到罪人家里去住宿。
Verse 7, all who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner.
主耶稣说，对撒该说，今天我要住到你家。
It's like here, Lord Jesus told Zacchaeus that today I must stay at your house.
大家就议论说，难道他不知道这是一个罪人吗
？So people were whispering, doesn't he know he's going to the house of a sinner?
为什么撒该是一个罪人
？Why is Zacchaeus a sinner?
因为他是一个不自由的人。
Because he is someone who is not free.
他被权力跟金钱所捆绑。
He is bound by his authority and his wealth.
这也是人常常紧抓着不放的。
And these are also two things that people hold tight onto and cannot let go.
很多罪恶的事情，很多的捆绑，就是因为权力，因为财富。
And a lot of evil comes from having too much power or too much wealth.
主耶稣要让人知道，他能够使人。有这个得自由的权柄。
Lord Jesus wanted people to know that He has the authority to help people to relieve them from this sin.
所以主耶稣刻意的来就近这个撒该。
So very purposefully, Lord Jesus went to Zacchaeus to save him.
人正在做错误的事情，常常自己是知道的。
And when people are doing something wrong, they know that they are doing something wrong.
但是因为没有自由，所以必须。活在错误里头。
But because they know that they do not have freedom, or they feel that they do not have freedom, they continue in their sin.
这个撒该他是犹太人，他知道他所做的事情是不对的。
Zacchaeus was a Jew, and he knew what he was doing was wrong.
他需要被释放，他需要得到自由。
He needed to be set free so that he can enjoy his freedom.
谁能够让他自由
？Who can set him free?
神的儿子主耶稣基督 可以使他得自由。
The son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, can set him free.
第八节。
Verse 8.
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
Verse 8. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much."
我们看撒该，他从权力跟财富里头出来了。
We can see how Zacchaeus freed himself of his wealth and authority.
这是他所想要的，但过去他做不到。
And this is something that perhaps he always wanted but cannot actually do.
因为他没有遇到主耶稣。
Because he did not come across Lord Jesus.
现在主耶稣找到了他。
And now Lord Jesus found him.
主耶稣给他自由。
And Lord Jesus gave him freedom.
不但让他从物质上出来。
Not only does can Zacchaeus leave all his material things behind.
第九节
Verse 9.
耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”
Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham."
进一步的，主耶稣要给的是更好的。
That Zacchaeus took the next step, that Zacchaeus is able to free himself and of something even more.
主耶稣要让人从罪跟死里头来得着自由。
That Jesus wants to save people from the bondage of sin and death.
那事实上，我们跟撒该、跟这位撒玛利亚的妇人都是一样的，是生活在很实在的这个现实的社会里头。
So very similarly, we are also like Zacchaeus or the Samaritan woman.We live in this in our society.
所以，其实我们也跟他们一样，面对着很多生活上摸得着、看得着的这些捆绑。
And we are a member of society. There, and we also feel the pressure of the society's bondages in our life.
我们是在。一块自由的土地上面。
Even though we are in a free nation,
但是我们看看我们自己，我们周遭的人真的自由吗？
But we look around us and we see the people around us, are they truly free?
其实很多人被欲望所捆绑。
Some people are bound by their desires.
很多人被所谓的情绪、情感所捆绑。
And some people are bound by their passions.
很多人被仇恨所捆绑。
Some people are bound by hate.
很多人被害怕所捆绑。
Some people are bound by fear.
很多人被羞耻所捆绑。
Some people are bound by shame.
更多的人被死亡的这一个事实所来捆绑。
And some people are bound, everyone is bound by the eventuality of their death.
那我们生活在实际的世界里头，这些也都是我们所面对的。
And we are all members of the society. These are things that we also face every day.
是什么让我们得自由？
But what is it that lets us be free?
请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
主是灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
主耶稣知道我们生活在时空里头，生活在实际的这个物质界里头。
And Lord Jesus knows that we live in
time and space.
We are bound by time and space.
我们每一天都要接触到我们看得到、摸得到的这个物质世界。
And every day we come across things we see and touch.
如果我们要有自由，我们必须要有来自于他的帮助。
And if we truly want to be free, we need help.
所以他将所应许的圣灵来赏赐在我们的当中。
So the Lord Jesus sent His Spirit to be among us.
所以他在这里说。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
That's why here the Bible tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
有圣灵工作的地方，就会有真正的自由。
Wherever the Spirit works, that place will have freedom.
所以我们每一个人，我们要谦卑自己， 要让圣灵在我们身上来工作。
And all of us, let us humble ourselves and let the Spirit work in our lives.
好，我们每一个家庭也是要让圣灵在我们的家庭里头来工作来运行。
In the same way, our families, let us, the Spirit work in our families.
同样的，我们整个教会也是要让圣灵在教会里头来运行来工作。
And also our church, we let us allow the Spirit to work in our church.
好，因为从个人一直到教会到社会，都必须要拥有自由这个美好的东西。
Because everyone, whether in church or in society, wants freedom.
好，所以有时候我们跟我们周遭的人比起来，感谢神，我们真的拥有更多的自由。
So looking or comparing ourselves with the people around us, thank God we do have much freedom.
好，我们可以自由的说，我不要。
And we can freely say no to certain things.
好，我们可以很自由的拒绝这些神所不喜悦的事情，对我们没有益处的事情。
We can say no to the things that we know that displeases God, that does not help us.
好，我们可以很自由的来追求更有价值、更有意义的。
And we can freely choose to pursue after the things with greater value and meaning.
那这一切都是在圣灵里头所赐给我们的恩典。
And these are all blessings that are given through the Spirit.
所以同样的，我们既然知道我们是怎么得到自由的，那我们要去维持它。
And now that we know what gives us freedom or what makes us free, we know how we can maintain it.
我们常常借着祷告，让圣灵在我们身上，在我们家庭里头，在教会里头来运行、来工作。
We have to continually pray so that the Spirit can work in our lives, our families, and also at church.
好，我们常常求圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够顺服圣灵的带领。
So continue to pray and ask the Spirit to help us so that we can continue to follow the guidance of the Spirit.
我们要常常提醒自己，不要去走那个回头的路。
And we have to remind ourselves to not turn back and go back to the lives before, our lives before.
以色列人出了埃及。
That the Israelites went out of Egypt.
神常常要提醒他们不可以再回埃及。
And God continually reminded them to not go back.
今天我们在真理里头得到自由。
And today we have received freedom and the truth.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头得到自由。
Today we received freedom through the Lord Jesus.
今天我们从圣灵里头来享受自由。
And today we have received freedom through the Spirit of God.
那我们也要提醒自己，不要去走旧的道路。
We have to remind ourselves in the same way to not go back to our old path.
不但这样子，也不要给自己再去创造出捆绑。
And we should not create new ways to bind ourselves.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Verse 1, for freedom Christ set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery.
这是保罗的提醒。
And this is a reminder from Paul.
我们要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
For all of us to stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery.
我们人的专长就是从一个问题来创造出另外一个问题，跳进去另外一个问题。
And it's almost like human nature that we come across a problem and our solutions to the problems often create more problems.
我们是要解决问题。
And we want to solve the problem.
但是我们常常是从一个问题跳到另外一个问题。
But rather we jump from problem to problem to problem.
这是我们的人性。
This is human nature.
所以我们会让自己不小心的话，不留意的话，会让自己落入另外一个捆绑。
So for all of us, if we are not careful, we can often fall into another.Thing that can bind us.
所以我们要在信仰上要站立得稳。
That's why we have to stand firm in the faith.
继续的来喜爱、来渴慕真理。
So that we have to continue to have a thirst and a hunger for the truth.
常常对主耶稣存着感谢的心。
And to have a continually thankful heart to Lord Jesus.
谦卑自己， 常常让圣灵来带领我们。
Let us also humble ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in our life.
甚至像赞美诗所说的，让圣灵来，来 control, 来控制我们。
And just like the hymn, we should allow the Holy Spirit to control us.
事实上，圣灵通常不会控制我们。
And because the Holy Spirit will not force us to do anything.
但是我们要有那个心，我要降服于圣灵的顺服圣灵的带领。
But rather, we need the heart to submit to the Spirit and submit to His leading.
所以我们感谢神的恩典他让我们能够生活在这一个自由的土地上。
So we thank God for His grace that He has given us, or He allows us to live our lives in this free land.
那我们是这个国家里头的一个拥有自由的国民。
And we are a citizen of a free nation.
那我们也要在神的恩惠里头成为一个自由的基督徒。
And in the same way, under the grace of God, let us also be a free Christian.
我们一定要努力来维持这个这么大的恩典。
And we have to find every way for us to maintain this great grace.
那我们也常常问自己，我到底拥有多少的自由？
And we ask ourselves, we should ask ourselves every day, how much freedom do we truly have?
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
322首。
322.